Oh, it would help if the mic was on, Nash. Ah, dear. Yes, yes, yes. The Lolly Lowdown, my friends. Each week, we review some obscure flavoured lollies, so you don't have to. And joining me in the studio this week is Tash, Jake, and Ange. How are we feeling?
Good. Excited. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel like on the edge of a cliff.
wait, hang on. You're not Bryce. Yeah. What's going on here?
Hang on. Did you get a haircut, Bryce?
Yeah. Bryce, you seem far more handsome than usual. what's going on? But somehow you smell worse. Anyway, so this week on the Lolly Lowdown, we are looking at some hot chili strawberry. That's all it says on the packet.
I guess.
Hot chili strawberry lollies. They are lollies. They are like your classic hard-boiled lolly. Maybe something you'd find in your grandmother's cupboard when you're scrounging away in there after school or on the weekend. But, I'm just going to open these up now.
Can I say, who would want to put chili on a strawberry flavour? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, if you're matching colours, strawberries are red, so are chilies.
But no. Chili... Who would just want to put chili on it in general? Like,
this is a beautiful flavor as it is, a strawberry, and then they're going to go and ruin it. I do not have high hopes
on the front of the packet there. Very simple packaging. It's a clear packet, translucent. There's a plain white label on the front, but there's also the Union Jack. So I imagine it would be British people. British people want to place chili with strawberry. That's
maybe my assessment. Chili is like the opposite of the sweet strawberry. If I combine them, it will be the ultimate lolly.
Maybe. Contrast can be good. So I'm going to let you guys try it first, just in case they are super hot and I'm unable to do my job, which I'm already doing bad.
Just to start off, they smell really weird.
Oh my god, these are terrible.
Oh my god, hot.
Oh, can't handle it.
Okay, guys. All right, so dear listeners at home.
These are hot.
We've literally brought our producers to their knees with just one lick. One fledgling lick of these chili strawberry lollies. Our supervisor, Michael, I'm not sure. Is he still breathing? He's just breathing.
Does anyone have an EpiPen? This like may actually be a situation.
These are terrible. Okay, I don't know how you guys... Okay, Jake still has it in his mouth. I literally put it into my mouth for 1 second and took it out. These are not nice.
Yeah, mine's sitting in a tissue now. It's not
it's kind
coming
of a
back
fun
in.
Game. It's like, how long can you hang on? Pop it in, Nash. Join the party. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So, I've not tried it yet.
Does it get better?
I'm so still coherent.
No.
You're really not
Ladies
selling
and gentlemen,
it.
It really does not get
you
better.
You have to try it. You can't just put us out here and make us burn our mouths off.
Get it in there.
It does smell potent.
You've lasted a lot longer.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Oh,
it comes
no.
in waves.
Nash, get out.
Good.
Get out. These are terrible.
It's pretty good. Oh, okay.
I'm not tasting strawberry.
It's a wild ride, for sure.
There's definitely an afterburn there. I'm not getting much of the strawberry,
it's
but I'm definitely getting the
consistently burn.
Just wait. The strawberry will come back, and then you'll like kind of like suck some of the juice and try to swallow it, and then it will burn your throat, and you'll end up like Michael
over
there.
I'm not with you there, Jake. My mouth is on fire. I got no strawberry whatsoever.
That's because they didn't choose you.
Yeah, maybe
I'm
you should
try it
again.
I'm not putting it back in my mouth.
You know what's funny is that there's five basic tastes, right? Sweet, sour, salty, bitter, umami. Umami being the savoury taste. Spiciness is not a taste. It's pain. It is legitimately pain. And although you may feel the heat sensation in your mouth, it's not heat. It's just, you know, those pain receptors firing off in your mouth, providing that illusion of heat.
So why do we keep endeavouring to, you know, put spice on things if we know it's a pain? Surely our bodies are like, oh, hang on a minute, this isn't fun.
Yeah, but some of us, we live for the burn, don't we, Jake? Woo! The burn is good.
No, okay. if you stick around, you get rid of all that like spicy, probably chili powder off it, and then it's just like sweet, sweet reward of strawberry.
I'm enjoying the strawberry aftertaste now at the moment. So, okay, what do you reckon about marketability? What do you reckon?
The package was not that, like, they could have put flames on it or something. It's just really bland.
It's very nondescript.
Heaps of vanilla. Just, like, not really
interesting
at all.
For those of you who just tuned in, the package of these chili firebombs we just popped in our mouths, it's plain as. It's translucent plastic. Cellophane, there's a white label on the front. Union Jack, maybe you think it's going to be a safe, you know...
Very misleading.
Flavor.
Super misleading.
Extremely misleading, actually, because... The Brits are known for their boring flavours, and
quite
this
bland.
Is anything but.
Maybe they just went to, like...
I'm getting kind of emotional right now. Actually.
Maybe they just went to the extreme. So they said, like, hey, you guys think we're boring all the time, so, like, try this lolly.
Yeah, taking the piss. Yeah. Totally. Maybe. Try this one. It will destroy you.
Marketability, okay. I'm going to say, like, a 2.
Drake?
I think the marketability is probably a 10. It's a 10 because they, you know, they market it as absolutely nothing, and then it's a wild ride. Super crazy. Catches you.
Okay, so it's a sucker punch to the mouth. Mm. Okay, all right. And then, Ange, what do you reckon?
I'm going to give it a 2. Even just then, calling it a chili firebomb, I think that's a much better name, and I'd be more keen to try it had it been called that. I would have been like, you know what? I'm hardcore. I'm trying a chili firebomb. But
yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you guys. Yep. The marketing hasn't gone so great. Mm. Overall experience. It's give it a rating out of 10.
Terrible out of 10.
Terrible out of 10. Ash, I mean, if I call you Nash, that's me. Tash, not a fan. Jake?
I'm going to throw it a 10. This has been really fun.
Jake,
it's
get out.
It's been a wild 10. Ride. Absolutely.
Well, you're not
ups
wrong
and
there.
Downs. I don't know. I'm pretty sure some people are crying in this room.
I feel like this lolly is a metaphor for me hosting today. It's like it's terrible at first, but if you stick with it, it's going
to
get better.
Hang on to the end.
Ange, out of 10.
On one hand, I want to give it something good because I feel like after this, I'm never going to taste anything again. But just the sheer pain on my tongue.
This is the last thing you ever taste.
This is definitely
I'm also giving it a terrible out of 10. This is a solid 1 out of 10 for me.
So a 1 out of 10. Okay, well, I'm going to give it an 8.
Because
now that I've weathered the storm, the spiciness is gone.
You guys
I'm actually really enjoying the strawberry.
Mm.
Really good.